لا ماني علي ما عطيت ولا موفي لي ما منعت ولا راد لي ما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربي لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Oh our listeners, all believers from men and women, mu'min and mu'mina, salamullah alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh. We are asking from Allah Almighty to fix our feet on the right path here and hereafter, and we are asking humbly from Him Almighty, without looking our bad manners and sins, not to take away from our tongues kalimatu shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna sayyidana muhammadan abduhu wa habibuhu wa rasuluhu, inshaallah alayha nahya. We are asking humbly to be always our tongues with that kalimatu tayyibah, kalimatu mujiyah, with that most clean word, la ilaha illallah, that makes Allah Almighty pleased with us. As you see our prophets, most praised one, through divinely presence, most respected one, through divinely presence, most praised one, through divinely presence, Sayyidina Muhammad. أفضل ما قال النبيون من قبل لا إله إلا الله أو كما قال. He is declaring and witnessing also that أفضل كلمة, most valuable word that prophets saying, him also leave others. كلمة طيبة that Allah Almighty giving much more value when His servants declaring His unity and His existence and His Lordship, say la ilaha illallah. أفضل ما قال النبيون من قبل. That is whole prophets from beginning from Sayyidina Adam up to last prophet Sayyidina Muhammad. That was most beloved, most valuable, most lovely word from His servants. Therefore, say with me, فعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله
لا
إله إلا الله
لا
إلا الله
لا
إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
إلا الله
لا إله
إلا الله
لا إله
إلا الله
لا إله
إلا الله
لا إله
إلا الله سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد رسول الله. That gives life to mankind. We are asking real life, that feeding our beliefs, that zikr, La ilaha illallah. Keep that with you. Say bravely everywhere. Don't be fearful from Shaitan and his followers. Say every time La ilaha illallah. And ask Allah Almighty fix our feet on that right path. And we are hoping, as it is given a good tiding for mankind, on which way you are living, you are going to die on that way. In which or in what condition you are living this life, you are going to come last day on same position. Who is living with La ilaha illallah, going to die and his tongue last words going to finish his last breathing, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we hope that who die on that holy and most clean words, to get up from their graves and they are saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Say no more. Allah Almighty is saying, Sa'ira wa dhakir. That is, that Allah Almighty ordering to His Prophet, remind my servants, because insan quickly forgetting which thing they are forgetting. Oh believers, our souls just created before our creation here, and we were with Sayyidina Adam. He was carrying the, what you are saying, germs, zara, jinn. That Western people, they are finding such a thing now, finally, that very, very small living things to mankind, that their personality just on it. From that small thing coming our personality. The day of promises, as Allah Almighty mentioned in Holy Quran, أَلَسُّ بِرَبِّكُمْ. When he was taking ذُرِّيَّةَ Adam, whole children of Sayyidina Adam, coming in a place that no one can be able to bring a description on it, only you must believe in divinely presence, bringing whole mankind's that small gens that they were representing everyone's personality, just coming. And Allah Almighty addressing to them, and they were enough clever for understanding, enough power for listening and hearing, and enough power for looking and seeing, and enough power for their tongues to speak. You were, I was there, you were there also. Whom Ben Adam, they were present in divine presence, and Allah Almighty asking, أَلَسُّ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Oh, the children of Adam, are you accepting me that I am your Lord, that I created you, that I am giving to you your existence? No one can be able to bring his existence, but we have been brought in existence. He granted us our existence now, at that time, and forever. Are you accepting me that I am your creator and your Lord? And you are my servants. Everyone saying yes, oh our Lord, you are our Lord and we are your servants. You are giving to me your oath. Asking that, promising from whole mankind to Allah Almighty, they are saying yes, we are your servant, no doubt. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Allah to say, but I am going to test you if you are true ones or not. I am going to test you. Now you go. You go where, from where you are coming, go back to that world that you come here. And I am sending you everyone who said yes, you are our Lord and we are your servant. I am sending you to earth. Yes, Sayyidina Adam and Ummina Hawa alayhim as-salam, they were created in paradise. Allah Almighty creating them and giving them through paradise, putting them in and giving them, granting from His endless favors, be here, keep yourself here through my countless favors, live here. But Allah Almighty, He is Rabb, He is Lord. He can order anything and servant must obey. Sultan ordering, servants keep. He said, O Adam and Eve, whole paradise for you, only that tree, as I am your Lord, that I am showing to you that I can order, as I am Sultan, I may order or I may prevent you or I may give you permission. I am granting whole paradise and what is in it to you, enjoy yourself. Only that tree, through my Lordship I am ordering, don't approach. Don't approach. Keep yourself from that tree. Allah. He is Allah. So many foolish people asking now, why Allah preventing wine? Why Allah preventing dancing? Why Allah preventing to eat khinzir? Why Allah preventing this? Why Allah forbidding that? They're asking. So foolish ones. Particularly whom they are they are feeding their egos through graduating. That they are becoming doctors, graduated from universities. They are thinking that they passed over the level of servanthood. If you are carrying 70 diplomas graduating, yet you are servant. No one can be Lord. He is Lord on heavens and on earth and through every creation. He is only one Lord. La sharika lah, no partner. People say, shirk. Now what? How we are going to be sharik to Allah? And we are nothing. Which power you are claiming to be sharik? With which power you are looking to yourself and seeing yourself in a mirror that showing people bigger than he was or he is. They are thinking that, oh, we are becoming something. Now yet you are two breath. Allah Almighty, if ordering angels putting that breath in inside and you are living, if not giving permission to enter, inside that breath. No one can breathe this breath in. No, Sheikh, you know nothing. In our hospital there is big tubes that put in here, and they are making like this, and they're pressing you. He may give oxygen to them. Yes. It's not life. No, that person is that dead person. But doctors, they are playing with the minds of people to make them not to believe. Yes. Allah Almighty sending that breath in. Tanafis. Breathing inside gives you life. And with his order, some other angels taking that poison breathing and taking off. And you are so weak, man. How you can be able to say, I am not accepting the existence. I am a powerful one. Which power do you have? Oh, people, the main illness that carrying people to fall in problems and trouble and misery, that is kibir, to be proud. Particularly now people, they are thinking that they have computers, so that they are getting so big, thinking of themselves, we are so big ones. You are controlling everything from the skies. We are looking and seeing if ants moving. Therefore we are not taking any care from up to come and to control what we are doing on earth. That is beginning of kufr. To be proud, proud ones, they are inheriting from shaitan. Because shaitan was so proud. So proud to say to Allah, I don't like to make sajda to Adam. No? How you can say this to Allah? How you can say that he was so learned one? He was teaching angels. But he was proud. And Allah Almighty tested him. And he was going rubbish. Shaitan was rubbish. Everything that he worshipped, Allah Almighty said, throw away. You and man worship. You are rubbish. Making people to be rubbish, proud, to be proud. And from beginning up to date, never going to be this world to be witness such a generation, such power. Mostly people, they are going to be like Nimrod. So proud that Allah Almighty just left Nimrod so from Elias to say, I am the Lord on earth. O Ibrahim, you are Lord on heavens. I don't like to obey to him, and I don't like he control me here. You are Lord, must be there. I am Lord on earth. Now, mostly people coming so proud, even believers coming proud. For what? Believers and worshippers. They are thinking that when they are praying bringing to them greatness. No, can't be. You can't be great. You are from pre-eternal up to eternal, you are servant who everyone lordship for our own. But people, they are thinking, through their thinkings, they are trying to make the Lord of heavens like themselves, asking to joke, to make joke with him, not to take serious his commands. Mostly people never taking care for servanthood, for obedience for Allah Almighty. They are thinking that doesn't matter, or they are saying, I don't care such a thing. There was Behlul Udana. You know Behlul? One person always going to be among Muslims, some people that their interest only for their creator, for Allah Almighty. They never interested in anything through this life, and physical desires, egoistic desires, they are not interested in it. They are only for Allah. They are living only for Allah. And they are only for Allah. Do you think that you are living for Allah? If not, try to work for Allah. Do you think that you are for Allah? If not, think and try to be for Allah. Don't fight. Don't quarrel. No. Each one going to come through his grave alone. And Allah Almighty calling everyone by himself or by herself in his divinely presence and questioning him. Oh my servant, did you live for me or for Shaitan, or for your ego, or for dunya, your servant, or for your hawa? Prepare from now what you are going to answer. Behlul Dana, that he was living for Allah, and Allah Almighty's love and his most beloved servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love with him. One day he was losing his belt. Before time belt, they are putting gold also in it, keeping. He lost it, someone stealing. Then he went and sitting at the entrance of cemetery, sitting on a stone. People going, coming, and looking to him. They are knowing him very well. Oh, Behlul, why you are sitting here? Anyone died? And he was saying, no, I am sitting here because someone just is stealing my belt. Therefore, I am sitting here. And people say, if something is stolen from you, how you are sitting here? Go to police station and report police that they may look around whom taking this. And you say, no need. Who is stealing my belt must come here. And coming in, I'm catching him. Where he is going? Never. Must come here. Living people, all mankind, where are we going? Everyone going to come back to cemetery, and someone's maybe through oceans going, someone's also, you can't know where they left, they went. But mostly people, they are coming to be buried in cemetery. We are coming there. One day we are going to be caught. There is a tree on Sidrat al-Muntaha. It leaves on the number of mankind. And every leaf written the name of some of ourselves. When a person going to die before 40 days, that leaf going to fall down, and coming to Azrael. And looking, his name, it is written when he should be taken away, his soul. And Azrael alayhi salam reaching to him and taking his soul. Once upon a time, the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman, peace be upon him and upon all our most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Sulaiman was sitting with his staff, and Sayyidina Azrael time by time was visiting him also, but not in his real form, as a man coming and sitting and making to Sayyidina Sulaiman association and hearing. One day he was coming and sitting there, and there was one person sitting next to Sayyidina Sulaiman. Sayyidina Sulaiman. And Sayyidina Jibreel just looked to him, very terrible looking. That person is trembling and saying, oh Sulaiman, Ya Nabi Allah, please order wind to carry me to Hind, India, because that one looking to me so terrible, whole my body trembling. And Sayyidina Sulaiman ordering wind to take him. That moment he was in India. When he was there, just Azrael alayhi salam taking his soul, falling down dead. Then once again Sayyidina Azrael coming to Sayyidina Sulaiman, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam asking, for what you are looking so terrible looking to that person that he trembled? What happened for him? And he, Azrael alayhi salam, was saying, oh, Sulaiman, Nabi Sulaiman, just our Lord Allah Almighty ordered me to take his soul through India. And I am looking at sitting next to you, this one. And I am so wonder what is happening. Just now I have been ordered to take his soul and in India and sitting next to you. When you order wind to take him there, just landing I am taking. Oh people, any time that order may come, mind yourself, take your care from Shaitan, not to steal your faith. Be always with La ilaha illallah. Be always with the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu salam, so that when Allah Almighty ordering Azrael alayhi salam to bring your soul, sending angels of rahmah, angels of mercy, and taking your soul with honor and bringing to his divine presence. Oh people, don't be cheated through dunya. I am not coming here to cheat you. I am not expecting from you anything. Up today, my Lord Allah Almighty never leaving me hungry or naked. Even I am a wicked servant, useless servant, but he granted to me to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and I'm saying Shukr Ya Rabbi, Shukr Ya Rabbi, Shukr Alhamdulillah. Oh my brother, not brothers, but only a few ones may be my brothers, but mostly you are like my sons and grandsons. Beware from Shaitan and his followers, and try to be from Awliyaullah. Beware to be from Awliya-i-Shaytan, because it is mentioned through Holy Quran, Awliyaullah and Awliya-i-Shaytan. Ala inna Awliyaullah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Wa Shaytan humul khasirun Awliya-i-Shaytan. In that class. Oh people, his time just passed so quickly because you are thirsty to hear from heavenly smelling breathings. May Allah grant to you real iman, health and wealth, and to be in divine presence. That Allah Almighty may say to you, oh my servant, because so for so many people he is not saying my servant, oh servant may say. And so many people Allah Almighty not looking to them, turning his face, If Allah Almighty not looking to a person, what is the benefit if he had whole dunya and treasures? All believers, try to make your beliefs more stronger, that makes you to be obedient servants for Allah, and Allah going to be pleased with you. May Allah forgive me and blessing you. Allah, Allah. Sultanul Ebed, sermedi sultan, eternal sultan, his sovereignty through his eternity. Try to be for him through his eternal kingdom. May Allah grant to the city of prophets much more honor and brings you and me under his holy flag here and hereafter. Liwa'i l-ham. Allahumma zidhu ya Rabbi izzan wa sharafa wa nuran wa suruha wa ridwana wa sultana.
Amin ya Rabbi.
Hulmati al-Fatiha. We may pray. Aisha,
Inshallah.
Now you know what you are doing.